Welcome to Pixelated Radio, where we play the best of yesterday and today. Here's our host, Kush.
Hello.
And Henderson Man. Hey, that's me, guys. What is up, brother? It's been another 2 weeks.
Yes, it has. We killed Steve Jobs.
I can't believe it. You told me that before we started the show.
It was our job, and we succeeded. Steve seeded.
I don't know. I don't want to.
I success. I death.
I sad.
I happy. Not really.
Not really. No. So yeah, Kush pointed out that last episode that we mentioned in the show that Steve Jobs was gonna kill himself or he's gonna die.
No, I don't know if it was part of the. Like the keynote was happening or whatever, and we just said something like, oh, I've made like some kind of joke. And then I said, well, Steve Jobs isn't dead yet, so it doesn't matter if I just joke around a little. And then I also joked like right after that, oh, well, by the time I get this up, he could be dead. And he died.
So we killed him.
Like 2 hours after the show actually did go up.
Oh, that's sad. But, you know, we will soldier on. I don't know what happened. I'm just blarb.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I was going to put a post, and I still might do one sometime, because as much as I'm not the biggest Apple fanboy, I think he's done a lot. And, I mean, there are a lot of things that, you know, would not have happened without him. This show wouldn't exist.
This probably would have existed, but it may have taken longer to get it going, and, you know.
Not really. I'm saying because I found all games through iTunes and stuff like that. I wouldn't have found it just randomly on the site, so I wouldn't have gone through anything. So all of this Pixelated Sausage wouldn't exist. Nothing would exist.
Isn't that weird how we met? Honestly,
it is weird.
And we became friends to do this stupid show.
It's kind of sad that all games is no longer.
Yeah.
For all games it was.
So well, you know, that's something we could bring up real fast here. It shouldn't go over this too long. So a lot of people out there may not know that Kush and I didn't meet until just this summer for the first time. But
In person.
But we met a couple years back.
4 years.
4 years back. I used to go in this chat room for allgames.com, and All Games is a daily radio show about video games.
They used to have a daily podcast called All Games Interactive.
Right.
Scott Rubin, who was he's a co-founder of G4, right?
Right. He was actually one of the co-founders, yeah. So, we met in that chat room during the show, and the only reason why we even talked is because he said he was from Chicago, and I joked around about him putting shit on my ex-wife's door, or on her doorstep.
Yeah, where we really, started talking was when I stumbled upon your video podcast thing with Phil.
Yeah, Phil and Rob.
Where the chat room was basically me, Brucaru, and then Kadoshu, was he in there?
Sometimes.
Yeah, but it was basically like me and Brew.
So there was...
at a point, when I started joining, it was just like me and Brew always there.
Yeah. And then we started doing the Distributed Failure podcast, and...
I've always hated that name. I really hate it.
I loved it. I thought it was a great name.
And you found it like with some website where it just puts two random words together or something.
Yeah, Josiah actually found it.
The guy who was on the show for like two or three episodes,
yeah. And then I made him mad at the time, and then he quit the show. But we're still friends, so. But, so that's kind of a quick rundown about how we met. Anyway, do we have any voicemails?
No.
People
don't like us.
I know. It's cool though.
Yeah.
We got enough shit to talk about. My God, it's been a big couple of weeks here.
Yep.
So we're gonna jump into what we've been playing, and the first thing on the list here that we have been playing is Dark Souls.
Yes, it is. Which I got the fucking collector's edition.
Fuck.
So lucky.
Listen, our fucking GameStop. I pre-ordered the motherfucking game. And still didn't get a goddamn collector's edition.
Because you're in Henderson.
Yeah, but I had pre-ordered the damn game 2 weeks
in. Who cares? They're not going to send shit to Henderson.
They will.
No, they're not. They don't like you.
Whatever. So, Dark Souls.
You played Demon's Souls, right?
I did play Demon's Souls, and this is more Demon's Souls.
Yeah.
I guess that's the best way to say it. So, basically, I call this the Groundhog Day of video games, because I feel like when I play this game, I'm just doing the same shit over and over again until I get it right. Is that pretty apt?
That's pretty accurate. I would also say that I heard on, I forget which podcast it was, it might have been Retronauts or something or other, but someone compared it to Castlevania in a way, and I do think it's sort of like that, because you could really just keep grinding in certain, like, depending on which Castlevania you're playing, but it has that difficulty, but it's different in Dark Souls because you can basically go anywhere from the beginning, whereas in Castlevania, if you can't fly or you can't do this, then there are certain parts that will just be off-limits.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much of that Metroidvania thing, but I can see it's basically the difficulty.
I mean the difficulty, not the...
But, like, when I started the game out, you know, you do that little... You fight the first little boss, and then this big raven comes in. I know, spoilers, sorry. And takes you to the Undead Land, or whatever it's called. And so, basically, at that point, the game is an open world, world-ish area. But you kind of use the word open world in loose terms, because it's, you're right, it's not very open. The difficulty...
It's open. You can go anywhere, but you really can only go one place.
Right.
To actually survive.
Right. So the first thing I did was try to go through the graveyard, which was a bad idea.
I'm pretty sure everyone probably does that, because that's like the most easily visible path. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just staring you right in the face.
Yeah, that's kind of what the big deal was I was, and then I thought, this game's fucking impossible. Yeah. And what made it worse is actually beat one of the fucking skeletons.
No souls.
And no souls. Yeah, I was like, what the
That's
fuck
the worst thing about it. I was like, oh my god, these are so difficult. I'm not getting any souls. How am I ever going to level up? I don't get this game. What's going on?
But however, there's another path that you can take that takes you up onto this bridge and this and everything, and that's where all the easier enemies are.
Yeah.
So I have to admit, I got to a point in this game where I just got so frustrated I couldn't go on, and I know you have been playing quite a bit of it.
I love the game. I'm like level 88 or something.
Oh my gosh. I did go out and buy the strategy guide. That game's got like 500 levels.
Yeah. I know, it's got like four, I think it's like 400 or something, whatever it takes to get to like 99 in every single category or something like that.
That makes sense then.
Yeah. I love it. I really love it. And there are these things where I kind of wish it had co-op, but then I think that would break the game. Because what the game is so good at doing is, I think it's quite possibly, it's definitely one of the scariest, it might be the scariest game I've ever played. Just because of that tension and that you're always fearful of what's around the next corner. Or what's not even around the corner, what's in the ground that might just pop up or anything.
Right. My biggest issue of the game and what made me stop playing it is, well, number one, it came at a bad time. If this came in the summertime when there was nothing out, I think I would have played this more. I would have fought through the frustration. But at one point in this game, I was trying to get back to my souls, and I had collected, a couple thousand at this point. Which is not a lot of souls, but it kind of is when you're trying to save up for certain things. And I accidentally walked into a church, and there's a huge knight in there, and I tried to run from him, and then I took a wrong turn and got backed into a corner, so I was fucked. So anyway, I was trying to get back to there, and I happened to I killed all these skeletons, or what, not skeletons, but the zombies.
Yeah.
Came up to a staircase, and walked into a room full of other zombies, and I thought, oh shit, I'm not ready for these guys, so I was going to back out and try to come back in and take them one at a time. Well, apparently I passed up an enemy because they're fucking ruthless and they will follow you to the ends of the fucking earth.
Yeah, they pretty much follow you until you leave, unless you really get out of distance or you leave like a specific area. Because there are like broken into areas, and if you just leave a certain one, then they'll probably just stop.
But what happened was I run into this one group of enemies, tried to turn around to get myself in a better fighting situation.
Is this like right before the gargoyles? Is the enemy that you pass by or whatever, one who's like that armored fencing guy?
No, I'm not sure. I'm in the Undead Burg. I don't know. There's a church down there, but it's right after that big, where I got killed at was the area that had the big boar.
Mm-hmm.
I was up on that. It was that area. There's a couple areas after there, and you get stuck in this. Yeah.
There's an area where you go up some steps, and on the steps before you get to this area, there's a knight that has, like, there are these knight characters that have, like, a reddish-orangish cape, and they use, like, fencing swords, and then...
Probably, I don't know, yeah. I was running from him, I didn't pay
And then there's a doorway where, like, there are, like, a dozen zombies.
Yeah, I think I may have killed that knight, and then I ran into those undead zombies. When I tried to turn around, there was one that had followed me, and they basically just gang raped me right there, because one of them would hit me, knock me back, and then I'd run into the zombies. They'd hit me, knock me forward, and I was dead in a couple seconds. There was nothing I could do.
What class are you?
I started out as the thief, but then quickly I read some things and it said, hey, you probably should be a sorcerer, so I became a sorcerer.
I'm a pyromancer.
Yeah, they say pyromancers is good. However, you don't get very many spells.
Yeah,
so that's
why
they tell you to pick the sorcerer, because I think they start out with
30.
30, yeah. And I quickly found the heavy soul arrow in another shop. It's actually near the very beginning of the game where you start out. Or not where you start out, where you arrive at the undead.
Yeah, in the bottom, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a guy just behind bars.
However, I think I would have started as a pyromancer had I known that it was there, because I could have bought the soul arrow that I've been using as my sorcerer for the pyromancer.
Yeah. Because basically, classes are just what you start out as, but they can do whatever they want, really.
Right. So, I mean, this game is not for me, or it's just not really for me right now, because I got too much stuff coming out, but I probably will go back to it. I mean, I don't think I don't know, I just kind of got really frustrated when I died that way, and, you know, I've been killed by doing stupid shit like trying to walk and then fall off a ledge. I mean, the first time I really died, I was getting ready to use a potion and hit the B button instead of the X button, and so basically I just jumped backwards a step right off a cliff.
Yeah, that happens.
And
I would love to watch a video of you trying to beat the Capra Demon.
Which one's the Capra Demon?
You I know you haven't seen him.
Oh.
Because you would have lost your mind if you had to fight him. But he's just basically, he's in this really tiny room, and you're completely caught off guard when you go in there. You don't know what you're going to expect. And it's a very tiny room. And he's in there, and then he's got two of these undead dogs with him. And they just all rush you, and you basically, you walk in, and you're like, fuck, dead. And that's what happens. Like, if you don't get past them right away, they will just knock you into this area where you can't block them, you can't roll out, you can't do anything. So if you don't get past right away, dead.
Ugh.
That's the most annoying boss in the entire game. And I know some people complain about, like, the butterfly. That one was easy as hell.
There's a lot of bosses in this game.
Yeah.
I mean, the Taurus Demon I thought was pretty easy, but the thing is, I hate when this game just throws a boss at you when you're not expecting it, which I've learned to figured out now that if there's a white...
Yeah, they're all after the foggy door. Well,
yeah,
but
not always.
Sometimes a foggy door doesn't lead there.
But I hate games like this because I feel like I'm never accomplishing anything because I'm dying so often. So, you know, you run, you clear a whole bunch of enemies out, and then you'll get to an area, die, and then realize that you've got to get back to your soul. So then you're just trying to do the same thing over and over again, and you're not making any true progress unless you get to your souls. And then you're like, maybe I got enough stuff to go buy something. But I do like the bonfire idea, kind of.
I like it. I like the... I don't even know how they're called, but like Etsis, whatever. I like the fact that you just have this flask of refills that you refill
every
time.
Right, so you're not buying health items. Like in Demon Souls, you had to actually buy health items.
And you can't abuse it. Like, I'm going to just buy 99 and keep spamming this to get through an area. You can't, like, abuse it. So it somewhat adds difficulty and then removes a different part of difficulty. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's nothing. It is kind of annoying when you start out in an area and then fuck up, like right after you leave the bonfire, and next thing you know, you're down to like, you've already used up three of your flasks. You're like, fuck. So you just go back to the bonfire and save Kara, and just go there and get your flasks refilled again.
I don't know why anyone would ever really want to play as a human. I know that's the only way to bring people into your game, but that's also the way they can come in and like rape you. I just don't see the point in really playing as a human.
Well. For what I understand is the more humanity you have when you play as the human, the more items that you can pick up off of dead things, they'll drop more items.
I don't know why you really need that. I don't know if they're really going to drop anything that amazing.
Well, they might, depending on how high your humanity
is. I don't
know. Your better armor and stuff like that. And so
I've got pretty sweet-ass armor already that I've gotten off of other things.
Right. And that's another thing. Armor and stuff in this game can be a hindrance because it makes you move slower.
I love that about it, though. I really love the way it's, you know, you can put on, you can basically wear anything. It doesn't matter what your class is, but depending on your endurance skill or whichever one it is, you know, you will not roll. Like, I love rolling with heavy armor on. And he just, like, he rolls, and then he just, like, freaking, like, falls and just sits in and, like, gets up because he can't roll. He's in this heavy-ass shit.
Yeah, but this game definitely, I've seen that you and Steven have a conversation in Twitter that you think the strategy guide or the mini guide should have came with every copy.
Well, I just
game.
Said, like, I guess if you want that, like, because he was complaining about that the game doesn't really tell you anything, and I actually like that about the game. I mean, that's just part of the whole fun. I think this game, more than any other game, does a great job of having exploration as part of it, where mm-hmm. you're just going around exploring and you're finding new things, and you have this sense of excitement with exploring because there is that sense of danger. So like in Oblivion, I never really cared, and also I'm not the biggest fan of Oblivion, but I'm much more of a Morrowind fan. But I don't know, there's just something about it that I really love.
Right. I do like the fact that when you die, you don't lose any of your equipment, because that'd be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, I think that would just be horrible.
So at least then maybe Dark Souls 2, Dark Souls harder.
I would kind of like to see some kind of melding of Dark Souls and Fable. Something that
has a bit
more of an online community where you can have a real co-op that's a bit more difficult and has these things where you, like, maybe bosses that you really need to group up in, and also has this more, you know, community and town villages NPC aspect. Like, I don't want Dark Souls to change. I think it's good at what it does, but I'd like to see another game or, you know, even Fable try to pull some, you know, some of the things from Dark Souls.
Well, what I would like to see from Dark Souls is I would love to see a better... I just don't like the way the game actually plays.
I see. I mean, love that. At first, it was kind of weird because I didn't know what I was doing, but it feels really, really comfortable now. And I think it's, from what I've heard, it seems to be like either love it or hate it.
I get frustrated with the whole parry system, so I've got to the point where I don't even try to learn that anymore. I just block. Which I hear that's bad, because later on in the game you really do need to learn that parry, and it's just so frustrating because the enemies don't ever, they don't have really, they do have tails, but I'm so frustrated with the game sometimes that I'm just trying to survive, and I'm not get frustrated, so I'm not really paying that much attention to tail. It's my problem, I understand that. So
I wish I could just come in your game and just rape everyone for you. Because I'm pretty badass right now. Like, my fire ability is at the max level. So I'm, like, doing, like, 400 and something, you know, points damage with it.
Right.
It's just a regular fireball, not anything higher or anything like that. So
this game does the most annoying thing ever, though. If you're in party chat, it will not let you play the game online.
I know. I actually kind of like that. I just think it's... I like the fact that it's so... Wants to, like, just keep you in this, like, alone feeling. This just, I'm alone. Even though there are, like, you know, the message system and stuff like that, but...
Right. Which, the message system can be pretty cool, but then you get the douchebags that put it in front of stuff that you're trying to pick up, or switches you're trying to hit, or even...
That's what I hate more
lying.
Than anything, because, like, the lying, in most cases, is so obvious that it's not really a problem, but when they put it in front of a fucking switch that I have to either press toggle to go to the switch, or I have to try and get in the right position, that annoys the shit out of me. Like, people kept doing that at the thing that takes you to that underground area right by the fire shrine. Is that the Undead Burg? Is that what it's called? I don't know the names of any of these places.
Oh, the names only pop up once, and it's usually right up to the end of the area.
But that place where all the ghosts are.
That's not Undead Burg. Undead Burg is the...
is that the like, a, I don't know, whatever. That's the
it's
first
that area
place?
Where you come into the, okay. from the sewage area or whatever, in the bridge.
Well, this is, I don't know. It's
I think.
Not, it's
Hell,
not,
I don't
it's
know.
It's not new, whatever, who cares?
But yeah, that's Dark Souls.
That is Dark Souls.
So
it might be my current game of the year, because I'm a sucker for these kind of games.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, because you never did play Demon's Souls. So.
Yeah, and the only reason I got it was because I managed to find a collector's edition, and I had a $50 GameStop gift card.
Now, here's the thing. Are you going to go back out and buy Demon's Souls now?
No. Why the fuck would I do that? I don't want to play that.
Well, because it's actually kind of a little different.
I know, and some of the differences I don't really like about it. Like, I don't like the idea of a level system where it's like, oh, you have this hub area and then you go to specific levels. I like
the
open world.
Yeah, but in
aspect.
A way it still kind of feels the same way with Dark Souls. Dark Souls is more of an
And
open...
Dark Souls is going to take me like hours and hours and hours and hours, cuz I'm going to hit that level. I'm going to get all 400 ridiculous levels.
You're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're the guy that played Just Cause 2 and actually did do 100% of all the areas, didn't you?
Yeah, and there's no fucking achievement for that. Stupid ass game.
You're just a fucking sick asshole.
Yeah, I just did that for no reason.
So
I'm
the
guy.
Game...
I've 100%ed the last gen's GTA games twice, all three of them.
And there wasn't even achievements at all.
Yeah, I didn't get anything. I got a stupid ass T-shirt in Miami Vice 1. Fucking I did like the fact though in Vice City you were able to get the like those whatever those like bodyguards who would follow you.
I wish they'd make HD remakes of those.
I wish they would too. They are bringing GTA 3 to iPad and yeah, just specifically the iPhone 4S, which I don't understand. Like, I think it's awesome, but then I'm thinking there's no way this can control well, really.
Yeah.
I want that figure. I want it. I hope I win it. But Orcs Must Die.
Orcs Must Die. This game's pretty cool.
I played it for like 3 minutes.
Oh.
But that's enough minutes to put it under what we've been playing.
So, why did you only play 3 minutes? Did you not like it, or you just...
It didn't really do anything for me. Like, the initial impression just wasn't that big of a... I don't know. It just seemed kind of boring. I didn't like the way the character controlled.
It does open up a little bit later, but it does seem like it goes by really fast. And the problem with this game is I really liked it at first, and the more I played it, I kind of realized that it may not be that great. Because after playing something like Trenched or Iron Brigade or whatever you want to call it.
Or a game I'll be talking about later, or I can even talk about right after this one. That's not even out yet, but will be out the day this goes up.
Oh, shit, I just seen something else I can add to the what we've been playing list. Where was that? Orcs Must Die. It's after playing something like Iron Brigade, this kind of just seems like a one-trick pony because, you know, it's not a big open area. It doesn't have any multiplayer, and you can't go back to previous stages and try to earn more items and stuff. Basically, it's you can't replay levels? You can, but if you've already got...
So you don't get, like, specific experience or anything. You just get, like, a certain... Like, there's a max, like...
There's a max of 5 skulls that you can unlock.
I hate this game.
So, yeah. So, and then it may take, like, 10... skulls to upgrade one of your items. So basically, I think there's only 20 levels in the game, so I don't even know if there's enough items to upgrade all your stuff. But you do eventually actually unlock warriors and archers and stuff too, and you can put them up on walls. Some of the levels get really more open, you know, castle areas, but there's a lot of weapons and stuff that just seem really overpowered. You get this wall thing that you put on the wall that shoots arrows from the wall, so that it seems like really overpowered. And then you seem to have other stuff like barrels that are almost useless unless you shoot them and they explode, but they're like, I don't know, it just seems that they're almost useless because you have to have them in a certain position and you have to shoot them. And so once they're gone for good and you have to put them down again. And they cost like $200 to place. And, you know, you can place a wall of that shoots arrows for $600. So why would you place 3 barrels when you can stick these walls close together and they'll just every time an orc runs into them. It's a very uneven game. Some items seem like it takes forever for them to respawn so they'll be usable again, and some of them just seem really quick. It's a bunch of crap.
A bunch of poo-poo.
So, I mean, the game looks good, I think. So.
I think it's the upcoming Dungeon Defenders is definitely, I think, a better game.
I seen you were playing that. I was a little jealous.
Yeah, I think... I'll just jump into that now.
Okay.
But I really think... Everything about it is almost perfect. The biggest problem with it is that sort of like Trenched or, you know, any of the other tower defense games, later on, it definitely is really wanting you to play co-op. Because the game, it does not work so well. It doesn't like, oh, you have more players in here? Now we're going to make it more difficult. It just has like this one, even on easy mode, it can be kind of brutal. So, but I think you'll definitely love it. I think it's...
Does that come out this week?
Yeah, it comes out this week. For 1,200 Microsoft points.
You got a review coming for that?
Yep.
Is that
it should awesome. Be up tomorrow, which will be like 2 days ago.
nice!
But it's so amazing. I played it on the iOS, and I always remember just thinking, like, I really dig what this game's doing, but the touch interface isn't working for me. So this is sort of what I've been waiting for a long time.
Oh, so this was on iOS.
Yeah, it came out in, like, December of 2010, so... This has been a long time coming, and it's really just like it's a very pretty game, and it's almost kitty-like in its sort of cel-shading look. So it just is kind of funny that this is such a difficult game at times. Mm-hmm. And it's part of it is that if you don't put down the right placement or you just do something wrong, you'll get raped for it. You'll just get destroyed for it. But another part of it is just that playing by yourself is a lot more difficult. And they do kind of say, oh, you know, you can play as all the classes and you can switch between them during the build phase and stuff like this. So you can use their turrets or their defenses and stuff. But at the same time, that's just like, they all level up individually. So it's like, I'm going to have to like play this 4 times as long as everyone else so I can level up all four characters. And I'm not sure exactly what the level cap is, mm-hmm. but it does take a while to level up after a certain point. Like, I'm at 22 now, I think. And there's achievement for level 70. So there's
oh my gosh.
At least level 70 is the highest you can go, but it could be higher. So there's wow. so much to play in here. Like, I would say, you know, just, I don't know. This is like a game you could be playing for months and months and months, especially if you have friends with the game, because it's a lot of fun. And there's just like, it's loot crazy. And there's
Big Steven will love that.
Big Steven will have a big hard on for this game. As big as his penis is. I don't know how big it is. It could be tiny, but as big as it can get, that's how big it'll be. But it's just like, I don't know. To me, it's going to get 4 out of 5, but it would have got 5 if it wasn't so difficult on just playing single player. Because that's just kind of frustrating when you die and you just feel like, well, I had no choice. It's because I don't have anyone to play with. Like, I played one game on with co-op, but I want to play it single player just because I don't think they should be trying to say you should only play it as co-op, because there are people who, you know, they could have silver accounts, they could have this or that, and they might not be able to do it, so.
Right. Well, Microsoft's answer to that will be, we'll buy gold.
Yeah, but it's definitely, and there's also offline, so you can do it that way. Mm. But it's a lot of fun.
One thing I wanted to bring up about Orcs Must Die is that when I was playing it, I kind of had visions of a game I played on PS1. And I don't know if you ever played this game, but it was one of my favorite games on PS1. It was called Deception. Did you ever play Deception?
Does not sound familiar.
Okay, so basically, Deception was that you were the evil bad guy of this castle, and it was a 3D game, and you had to run around setting traps because all these heroes would try to come and kill you. So basically, you'd have these leveled heroes, like a paladin or something, and they would show up at your castle, bring back the princess or whatever, and you'd have to set up traps. And these traps would be stuff like, if they stepped here, this pit hole would open up, and they'd fall into spikes and die, or you'd have these big things that come down from the ceiling and smash them. And it was just all kinds of, it was crazy stuff like that. And it was so fun because you're the bad guy and you're basically a ghost going around your castle, this 3D castle placing traps. And then, oh, here comes the hero. And you'd be like so excited watching this go on. And you would try to, I don't even remember if they could see you. Because basically, I think you had to, like, sometimes you'd have to try to lure them to where you wanted them to be trapped. So it was a lot of fun. And, I mean, it may suck if you play it today, but back in the day, it looked awesome, and it was so much fun. I was really impressed with that game. So, if anybody out there played Deception, let us know, because I think it was even kind of rare. It was a Tecmo game.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
But I definitely like Dungeon Defenders more than Orcs Must Die. My 3 minutes with that game. and there's so many things you can do in that game. I mean, every item you get, you can level up if it's able to. You can get a biped. There's just so much to do in it. The one problem is that armor doesn't reflect your character. So like the weapons you get, they all look different when you're using them, and they have different kind of powers. But your armor is just a very specific armor that you just can adjust the color.
Well, the last thing that we've been playing is we've been playing the Cursed Crusade.
Fuck
the demo
that game.
Was
a piece of shit.
You didn't like it?
That game is a piece of garbage. That game is horrible. And freaking every time I'd cut someone's head off, their fucking hair would just disappear. That game is stupid as hell.
I kind of liked it.
Because you like shit. And so you know what that means? That means Big Steven will like this game too. He's going to be like,
hey. He did like it.
Of course he did, because he's that guy who likes all those games that nobody likes, especially when they're like RPGs. Two Worlds, the first one, greatest game ever. I made sweet, sweet love to my video game box. Here, I'll let you borrow it. It's all sticky. Sticky with my comb.
Oh, you didn't have to go that far. I think people got the idea of sticky.
I don't know.
So basically, you're playing in the Cursed Crusade. You're playing in the Crusades, and to me, it felt like a Army of Two type game set in medieval land. And
if Army of Two controlled like shit, and your AI was retarded and didn't want to do anything, and
look,
I apologize for you. I apologize for using retarded, but he was retarded. He just stood there. He stood there in front of an enemy and just did nothing. And so did the enemy. They just like were having a conversation or something, and then I cut his head off. And I gave him a haircut.
Well, this is a budget title game that's coming 25th
from
or
Atlas.
$40. I liked it. I liked the demo.
Of course,
demo,
and you'll buy it for $60. And then it'll drop to $20 in a week, and you'll be like, fuck.
And you
wouldn't have even opened it by then.
I don't even know if I'll be able to pick it up because I got so much other shit to buy. But it's $40 starting out. It's a discounted game. Atlas makes it. I thought it was kind
of... Who cares? You'll find a way to pay $60 for it. You're going to Kmart, you're like, 40? No, this is too good of a deal. Here's an extra 20. Yes.
Anyway.
Fuck that game. That game is stupid.
I thought it looked good.
That game looks like shit. Everything about it is horrible. Animations are terrible.
Damn, somebody had their haterade this morning.
Fuck that game. My name's Arthur Geese. I hate everything. And I know it more than you.
He's the only one in that show I like. Anyway, well, what I have been playing is I've been playing a game that was named after me, Rage, which I started out really high on. This game looks great.
Once the textures load.
Well, I installed all three discs, 22 gigabytes, onto my hard drive.
Except for the third disc is only multiplayer.
Yeah, but they tell you that to install all the discs in the instruction manual, because I guess if you do that, it loads up stuff faster. I don't know how that works, but it says you can install one disc at a time, but they recommend you install all three discs. So as of right now, all three discs are installed. And I'm still on the first disc of this game, and I think I've been playing it for about 6 or 7 hours. The game starts out really high. The graphics, when you see them, like, it runs at 60 frames a second. And it's just, the graphics look so good and it runs so smooth when you're moving that it kind of makes your head hurt a little bit. You're not used to seeing smooth stuff like this on a television screen. At least in a game, to have something look this good and move like that. The problem comes when you actually stop and try to explore and look around, and you realize that, hey, these textures are flatter than they really look, and stuff like that. The thing about this game is, basically, it's supposed to be an open world, but it's an open world in the loosest sense. Basically, all you're doing is driving from one mission to the other.
It sounded like Wolfenstein.
Kinda, but even Wolfenstein, I don't know, I just felt like there was more to do in the open area between places, because you could get attacked. And here it's like, oh yeah, there's some vehicles. I think they relied too much on the vehicles, so when you're driving from one location to the other, you'll run into a whole bunch of vehicles. The weapons that you get for your vehicle, you're almost always constantly buying ammo for them, and you've got a minigun and rocket launchers, and so they just chew through the ammo that you buy so fast. You kill 4 or 5 enemies, you're out of ammo, and then you have to buy ammo next time you're at the store. And there's no way. I think the vehicle I've got now, the Caprino, I can buy something that you put on the front of it so it can actually ram into vehicles and damage them that way, but I don't have that yet. Because to unlock parts for your vehicle, you have to win races, and they're just kind of simple races, but they're just kind of annoying. I don't know. I don't like all the vehicle aspects. I really wish they would have focused on an open world where you'd shot things. Basically, you're driving from one area to another area, and once you get to these areas, it's almost like you load into a dungeon area. So basically, all you're going to do is run through this area, find the item that you're looking for, and then you're going to leave. And usually what happens is you run in, you fight a whole bunch of enemies, you get the item, and then almost as soon as you get the item, a door opens up that takes you out of the level. So it just feels like there's all these mini levels contained in this huge... Well, I just don't even know how big the world is, actually. So, but it's just, I don't know, it just kind of breaks your stride in a way. I guess, you know, Fallout kind of did the same thing when you'd go into a vault or something like that. But I don't know, the game just, it started out on high, but it seems like the ammo is really limited for your guns and everything. And your weapons upgrades are hard to come by. They cost a lot of money, and you have to do a lot of side missions to get money to build up, but then you got to buy your ammo because there's not a whole lot of ammo on the ground when you kill enemies. So it's kind of a real frustrating thing. It's a very pretty game, but you've played other first-person shooters that are way better, graphics don't mean as much. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I mean, at this point, graphics aren't really the biggest draw. It's not like... I don't know. To me, graphics aren't that big of a deal anymore. It's not like when we were playing NES, and then you go to the arcade, you're like, oh my god.
Right. I do love the aesthetics of the game. There's a very heavy steampunk setting, so, you know, that all looks really cool. But it's... And some of the characters you meet are really voiced well. I mean, John Goodman does a voice for the first character that you really meet. The people look really good when they're standing there and stuff. So, but it's a big letdown. And I mean, I wasn't exactly hyped for this game because I wasn't a big fan of the Doom 3 or Doom, whatever the Doom 3 add-on was or whatever. So
Resurrection or something.
Yeah, and they just feel like...
And then Quake 4. Most amazing game ever.
So, you know, it's kind of a disappointing thing. So, you know, it could have been a lot better than what it is, but I think they rely too much on the classic first-person shooters and not what first-person shooters do today. And so I think Vodcrack may really love this game because he seems to really... I think it's Vodcrack.
Yeah, like he's a fan of
like
Painkiller
and stuff like that.
Serious Sam. And maybe so he might like that hard reset more.
Yeah. So another first-person shooter I've been playing this week a little bit is I picked up Crysis on Games on Demand on Xbox Live for $20.
I was so disappointed, man. I freaking managed to win the freaking Major Nelson thing, and then he said it was Crysis all the time, and then I punched in the code. I'm like, Crysis 2, motherfucker. And then he gave me a message. Like, I wish I got that message first because I would have given the code away or just told him, right, you know what, you should give this to someone else because I have it on disc, and even off of the fucking on-demand version, I still can't continue, so fuck that game. I was so sad.
Oh, so you even tried to see if it would let you continue.
Yeah, I was like, maybe it'll work this way, or maybe there was a patch, or maybe something will happen, and I'm like, oh.
So you download this 6 gigabytes.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, basically, this is Crysis 1 redid in the Crytek... Well, not really redid. It's in the Crysis 3 engine, Crytek 3, whatever it's called, but CryEngine, that's the one it is.
It's in the Crysis 2 engine, because Crysis 3 doesn't exist.
So I played a little bit of this game. Well, I played a couple hours of it. I don't think it's anywhere near as good as Crysis 2.
It's very different.
Yeah, because it feels more like Far Cry than it does.
Well, yeah, it's from those guys, and it was more so like, let's make a new Far Cry, but with this crazy ass suit.
Right.
Where you can just pick up turtles and throw them, because that's what people want to do.
Yeah, I smashed somebody in the face with a turtle. There's actually an achievement for picking up a turtle.
Of course there is. Because everyone did it. I did it. Everyone did it with Crysis.
I didn't do the first turtle I did. I just found out there's an achievement. Then I picked up the first one I see. I actually picked up a crab. But so basically, it does have some of the things of Crysis 2.
Confirmed. Rob has crabs.
Crysis does have the... where you hit the RB button and you put on armor, or hit the LB button and you go invisible. And that, to me, that's the only skills that you get from Crysis 2. To me, it's just kind of a shooter in an open, really open environment. And it does have like the tactical advantages and stuff like that, but it's nowhere near as in depth as the ones were in Crysis 2. So some buildings do collapse and stuff like that, so it does have a little bit of that. But this game is way harder than Crysis 2. At least I feel like it is. So
it's been a long time since I've played it, so...
I'm in an area now where I just keep dying. This game really needs a save anywhere, because I got really frustrated because I kill a whole bunch of enemies and then try to run forward. And it seems like even in this one, your health goes down so fast, even with the armor. So I just seemed like I was dying when I'd run into a group of enemies, because I guess maybe I needed to be more stealthy, but I'm like, motherfucker, die! It looks good. For $20, it's a really good value, I think.
Yeah, because it's basically a full retail kind of game.
Yeah, and I don't know how they got it on Games on Demand.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either, because I'm like, this didn't release on disc somewhere, did it? Because that's always been the rule.
Yeah, and I doubt they released it on disc in Japan. Maybe in
it
Europe.
Could be in Europe. That'd be the only place. Yeah. Or they could just, you know, make an exception for this.
Yeah, I mean, and it does have 40. I think it's got 41 achievements. So it's not like the Resident Evil.
Yeah, it's
Evil
a full game.
Well, no, I know, but the Resident Evil games had 1,000 points too, but they had 12 achievements each. So that was kind of weird.
I can't remember. Does Dark Souls have like 945 or something?
I don't know.
Seeing it like at 945. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Because they came out and said like they're not bringing out DLC, as far as I remember.
And from what I know is Microsoft
condemned again. Condemned. This isn't condemned.
Condemned. Microsoft made a rule here a while back that no one could bring out games anymore unless they had 1,000 achievements. Oh. So I don't know. I'm taking a look now.
No fact checking.
1,000. It's got 1,000 achievements.
Okay, you fact fucker.
I'm not a fact fucker. And Crysis has 40, not 41. Or Dark Souls is the one that had 41 achievements. Anyway, so Crysis 2, $20. Looks pretty decent. It doesn't look as good as Crysis 2, but it looks really good.
The one thing that would kind of suck if they start letting a lot of games come out for this Games on Demand thing that aren't available anywhere else is that, unlike arcade games, these don't come with demos. So these are these would be the one games that you can't rent them. You can't like have a GameFly subscription and rent them to see how they are. You can't try them out in a demo form like Xbox Live Arcade games. So these would be those one games where it's just you have to base it off what you've heard or what you've seen in videos. You cannot try it before you buy it, which could be a problem.
Oh, and one other thing I want to bring up about Crysis. there is no multiplayer, which probably makes sense because, you know, they want you to play the multiplayer Crysis 2.
They're not going to split up those two fan bases. And the multiplayer in 2 is far and away better than the original Crysis. Original Crysis, to me, was just the multiplayer was just kind of thrown in there. It's just like, here, we made this game, and now here are like some quickly thrown together maps.
We made this PC-ass PC game, and so we need multiplayer.
Yeah, it's just like, here, we threw in some quickly created maps and just go dick around.
Right.
People just go into multiplayer, and then here, let's throw turtles.
Hey, everybody, let's throw turtles. Turtles are our friends. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah. So that's Crysis. Played some Worms Ultimate Mayhem, which I've always been a big Worms fan. And this is Worms 3 and the best parts of 3 and 4 mutated into a game. The graphics look really good, although, you know, it's a weak-ass HD upgrade kind of thing where a lot of the graphics are kind of shadows and stuff are kind of pixelated on the edges and, you know, they're
pixelated.
They're jaggies. But it's Worms 4, 3 or 4. If you like those games, you'll like this a lot. It reuses the campaign from Worms 3. And what's weird about that is the videos, instead of making them HD, they just put them up on this little film strip in the middle of the screen and run them that way. So it just looks really weird, like, ugh. But it's fun. I know a lot of people are going to wait for a price drop because I think this was $15.
Yeah, it's $15.
But,
I pretty much wait for a price drop with everything nowadays.
Yeah, but I definitely want to see some more people get this and play it because it's a really good game if you like Worms.
Worms is awesome. I have them on like so many different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
I really love their games. Yeah. They work really well on iOS.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, especially on the iPad. Like, I got Worms 2 on there. It's because it looks beautiful and just it controls really well.
I rented Spider-Man Edge of Time because I wanted to try this out. It looks really good. I'm impressed with the way the graphics look because a lot of times these, after playing X-Men Destiny, that game looked like shit.
This just sounds like a complete like rush job.
To me, this
seems to be the same exact thing that happened with the latest Transformers game, where they're just kind of trying to get one out while they're secretly working on the next big one. We just found out that the Amazing Spider-Man has been announced.
That looks really good.
Yeah, and apparently that's been worked on this very strong team in the background for a year now. So that means like who the hell was making this one? Like this bunch
this
of the interns or something.
Enoch.
I know, but so is the next one. But they had a specific, they had these group of people who were working on Amazing Spider-Man for a year.
Yeah.
So
what I'm guessing this is the ones working on the Amazing Spider-Man is probably the same,
That's the A team.
Yeah, that's the A team and this is the B team. This game, the graphics look really good. I think the way they cut costs on this one is they made it all contained inside a building. Because
that's where you want to control Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Inside
exactly.
a building.
So the combat and stuff is, even all the combat, like the combat in the last Spider-Man game, what was that called again?
Shattered Dimensions.
Shattered Dimensions, yeah. The combat and that, everything was really fun. You know, it was kind of weak because every area just seemed kind of, it was a weird
and
game.
They took out the only Spider-Man that would make
that
sense
people like. Yeah.
Inside of a building.
No R Spider-Man. But, so, the game is... The storyline is that Spider-Man 2099... Finds out that Peter Parker's gotten killed by Anti-Venom, which is Eddie Brock now. He goes by Anti-Venom. I don't know how that happened. They don't ever really explain it. Or at least, I don't know because I don't follow the comic. But, finds out that he kills Peter Parker. So, you find out... You're trying to save Peter Parker, because this madman goes back in time and starts this company called Alchemax, and basically he runs everything in the future because he started this company way in the past and had all this future technology or whatever. So basically when you're going through the game as the Amazing Spider-Man, supposedly you're changing the future in so that like, oh, if you get to this area, Spider-Man 2099 is fighting this huge giant robot, and in the bottom of the corner of the screen, this is all going on in a little video, and you're trying to get to blow up the robot manufacturing plant inside Alchemax, so that once you do that, they become weaker enemies. And as soon as they become weaker enemies, suddenly you switch over to fighting as 2099, and they can talk to each other across time and space. The game could be a lot better. The combat just feels really weird with 2099. Spider-Man, and it seems like you're not getting enough upgrade points, and there's only a few attacks that are shared between both players, so you don't get very many points, and then you have to decide, do I want to spend them on this Spider-Man or the other one? because if I don't, one of them could have an easier time or a harder time.
That's how the Shattered Dimensions work, right? There were like certain points that were specific, or there was just like, no, they're like abilities that were for all of them, and then there were abilities that were per Spider-Man.
There are abilities for per Spider-Man, but however, you got enough points that from the challenges that you could actually unlock a lot of this stuff. I mean, I didn't have much trouble unlocking. In this one, there are challenges, but all they do is unlock new costumes and stuff like that and game art. And here's the thing. The challenges are really difficult in this one. And there's no payoff unless you want a new suit or you want these comic book covers or whatever else they have. Because basically the camera can be so bad that it's like, oh, collect 40 of the web orbs in 30 seconds. But the cameras can be so bad that when you're trying to do this, you'll get stuck on a wall or something and then mess up your chance because you can't miss anything. You have to do this perfect. And it's just so frustrating. And sometimes, just like the camera is just so bad when you're in small like areas and you're running around, the camera's really good. But when you're flying around, because you're inside of small rooms, the camera just kind of goes all wonky. Not like super bad wonky, but just enough to fuck you up not to be able to do these challenges. So I was really frustrated with that. The zip line's very important if you're trying to do these challenges, but sometimes when you zip line from one place to another, you kind of don't see the next zip line location unless you look around. So then you're even wasting time doing that. So it's just a lot of trial and error, and it's not built for the game engine is not built for that. Although you can at any time go into your challenge menu and hit a button and load up those challenges, so it'll actually start you where you would enter that challenge room. And basically, it's just basically you trying to finish these challenges. But like I said, there's no point in it because you're not getting anything but suits and comic book covers. You're not getting upgrade points. So there's just a lot of weird ideas in this game. It does definitely feels rushed, but the graphics do look really good and the story is kind of interesting, but it's just, I think they could have done a whole lot more for it. I really hope the open world Spider-Man game they're doing for the next movie is going to be awesome, but I don't really have that much hope because it's still Activision doing them.
I kind of hope the movie's more awesome. I want there to be another great Spider-Man movie.
Are you angry that they're going back to another origin story, or you just think that's what
I mean, what are you going to do after what the fuck they did with Spider-Man 3?
I didn't think Spider-Man 3 was that bad.
Of course you didn't. I bet you and Big Steven would cuddle and watch it in bed.
Okay.
Dripping hot butter all over your naked bodies.
That's gross. Dead Rising, Dead Rising 2, off the record. I haven't played more than an hour of this because I started playing this and I'm like,
this is Dead Rising 2.
No. I was like, I never finished Dead Rising 2. So I went back and started playing that. But I will tell you a few important things about Dead Rising 2 off the record. Number one, it now has checkpoints. People seem really excited about that. So basically, when you walk into an area, it checkpoints. So if you die, you can either load up your game or you can start from that checkpoint. So basically, that eliminates you. Oh, I walk in this room. Oh, fuck, there's a psychopath. And I either have to restart here or reload my game because he just fucking murdered me. So now that you know he's there, you can turn around and go back the other way. So there's just checkpointing in areas, so that's kind of important. They brought back photography. They have a sandbox mode now, so it's basically you're running through the mall. You're running through the Fortune City killing zombies like everybody always wanted to do. It almost feels like the 7-day mode from the first game because survivors are trying to kill you as well. But you can also do challenges in this mode. So there's these stars that are floating in the air, and if you touch them, it unlocks a challenge where it's like kill 30 zombies. If you do it in so many times, you get a medal, or these medals give you money, or they give you upgrade points and stuff like that. And they're all over the mall in the single player game and in the sandbox mode. So there's a lot of stuff in this game for $40. If you didn't play Dead Rising 2, or if you really like Dead Rising 2, I'd say you can't go wrong with this.
Or if you really felt that Frank West is Dead Rising and you needed him to play Dead Rising 2.
Yeah. Which I didn't need him for Dead Rising 2, but I liked him as a character, and I'm glad to see him back.
I heard he's fat now.
I didn't see that. I didn't pay that much attention to him being that fat. He just looked the same to me. I don't know. He looks, when you start out, you're doing a mode where you're killing a bunch of zombies in wrestling gear from the Terrorist reality show. The storyline is not exactly the same.
It would have to be different because you don't have a kid.
Right. But you still have to take Zombrex.
Of course yourself. You do.
But it's what I've played. It's really...
It's for the unborn baby that's magically in your tummy. This is Junior. This is the sequel to Junior we've always wanted. Minus the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What?
You don't remember that movie?
Yeah, I remember the movie, but I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's what he's got to use his Zombrex for. He doesn't. He's not inflicted. The little baby in him. That's inflicted.
I'm glad you explained that joke, because I didn't know where the fuck you're going with that. But, yeah, so checkpoints, you know, it still has the same save. Oh, and the thing that pissed me off the most is Dead Rising 2, when you started the fucking game off, it still has that issue where you hit the button, it sits there for a minute like your fucking system locks up. Then it's like, choose your game, and you hit the button, and it sits there for 30 seconds waiting for that to load up. It's just like the load time is fucking horrendous. Again, they can't fix that? What the fucking deal? You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't even know if they really cared.
That's just annoying. That just, ugh. So, but yeah, Dead Rising 2 off the record. I've been talking for a long time. I'm glad to be done.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want to talk about everything else?
Oh, I did finish Xenoblade Chronicles.
Okay,
last
nobody
night.
Cares. Whatever. Halo's safe. That's all that matters.
I was mad.
You were irrational.
I just finished an 87-hour game, and the dog caused me to miss the ending. I don't think I was being irrational.
Yes, you were. If you actually considered taking a dog to a pound because of that,
I didn't.
Because if you actually did, I would fucking take you to the pound.
And by the pound, you mean your fist, right?
I mean the morgue.
All right, what have you been playing, man?
Well, I've been playing a game called Skydrift.
So this is basically Hydro Thunder in the air? Is that
sort of.
That's what it looked like to me.
It's really surprised me with how much I enjoyed it. Like, it's a really competent shooter, racer in the air. The weapons are all pretty good. I mean, there's nothing distinct or anything special like environmental things or aircraft-specific weapons, but they all work pretty well, and there's a distinct difference between them all, and there's nothing that's like the blue shell from Mario Kart. There's nothing that's just like, hey, if whoever's in the back, they're going to get this magical weapon that's going to screw everyone and bring everyone back to being on the same, you know, plane for the last lap or anything like that. So I really appreciate that. I just think it's like it's a lot of fun. The only problem is that while it's a very, very good looking game, mm-hmm. there's just something about the art style that's like so generic, or just it doesn't do anything to really stick out and make me remember it. Like, I wish it was maybe a little bit more cartoony, maybe a little bit cel shady-ish, but I don't know.
So is it more Hydro Thunder or more Mario Kart?
Well, there's no point in saying that. One's in the air, one's in the water, one's on the freaking road. It's a racing game with combat elements. That's what it is. So it's both of them. It's everything. Though I don't remember Hydro Thunder having that many weapons. Really.
I don't even remember if
I don't
Hydro
think
Thunder.
It did, so I don't know why you're bringing that up. I just realized that now. It's just a solid, you know, whatever. You've completely ruined me because is it Mario? Who gives a shit? It's just a fucking racing combat game. That's what it is. And there are certain modes where you can't use any weapons, where you just have to like navigate through rings to get your speed boost up and keep it going at that constant speed. And then there's certain modes where it's basically, you know, whoever's in last place, they die. So, you know, it's just you have to stay in the front. It's fun. It's $15 at this point. You could probably just wait to get it for sale. Because really, you know, it's a game you'd want to play online, and there's like no online community really.
Did you get a code for this or something? Or
yeah.
Review code?
Yeah. I gave away a copy of it.
Where the fuck was I?
I don't know. You don't visit the site ever, so it doesn't matter. I also played Pinball FX2, the latest table, which has been on PSN for like since June, I think. Sorcerer's Lair.
It's really been up there that long?
Sorcerer's Lair?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been on PSN for a while. I actually have a code for it.
PSN. I'm sorry. I thought you said it was on Xbox.
No, it just came out for Xbox Live Arcade. It's been on the PSN for part of Zen Studios, which I've had a code for that thing, and I still haven't used it. But it surprised me with how fun it is. It's one of my favorite tables, and it's really weird because my immediate impression was, I'm going to hate this because I hate these bug-eyed, giant-eyed kids that are just staring me back in the face with purple all around them. It's like, oh my god, this is probably perfect for Fairy Carry because I don't want all this fantasy stuff. But it's a very...
Look at the table right now. It looks really cool.
It is. It's in motion, and just the table itself is, while it is heavily geared towards purple and blue, it's pretty damn colorful, and there are moments when it goes off the table and just, you know, these specific areas that you can have little missions in, and it's really well designed, and it's just a lot of fun. It's one of my favorite tables, so I highly recommend picking that up for anyone who plays these pinball games.
It almost reminds me of that old table, Haunted House. That was a good table.
I don't even, like, people should never read any review for any pinball FX game. Because they're all amazing. I mean, they're rarely, even if they're not that great, they're still good. So it's just like, if you like pinball and you've been invested in the game so far, just buy everything. They're the pinball masters.
I got some points. How about you buy this table? It looks interesting, even though I'm not a big pinball fan.
It's very, very fun. I really enjoyed myself, surprisingly. Very, very surprisingly. And I wrote probably the weirdest review I've ever written. I don't know. Like, I was
5 sausages out of 5.
Yeah. And it was just, I don't know. Like, there's some sentence in there where I just go off rhyming for no reason. It's just a completely random review. Because I don't know what to do in those reviews. Because I get the tables for review, and I'm just like, well, yeah, it's another great table. What am I going to do? Tell people how to play pinball? No. What am I going to say about the table? Because I also don't want to tell people too much about the table, because I think the fun in it is experiencing everything fresh. You don't want to tell them, like, if you do this, this will happen, and then this will happen. No, because it's part of the enjoyment comes from, I did this, and then this happened. I wasn't expecting it. So just buy everything they make. That's it.
All right.
And I played some Crimson Alliance, and I played the new DLC.
Oh, you played the DLC for that?
Yeah.
I bought it, and I haven't played it yet.
Here's the key for the DLC. Do not buy it if you are just bought the game or something. It is very much like an endgame content. It's not something you can bring a fresh character into.
Oh, okay. In other words, you're saying beat the real game, then go through this.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, you might be able to get through with a character that's somewhat leveled and not, you know, maybe not having to beat the whole thing, but it's not. If you try going in there with a fresh character, you are going to get destroyed.
I haven't played that much Crimson Alliance. I played like the first couple of stages, and I haven't.
Yeah, you haven't
back
played
yet.
That much at all. I saw your name on the leaderboard after like 2 levels; it was gone. But it's a lot of fun, and a review will be coming up later in this week, probably on Thursday, and then Friday I'll have a code to give away for the DLC. So you can all look forward to that. But it's a lot of fun. The game has really started to grow on me. Like, there's just parts of it that kind of bug me just because it's different. It's not to say the game's bad, it's just it's different. Like, the way it controls. Like, it's not like, yeah, oh, you have a melee attack and then you have this and that. No, it's like, this does this specific attack. This does this specific thing. This does this. And that's
a lot of people were complaining about there's no loot drop, which I don't really mind that.
What I don't like is that you can't sell anything.
Yeah.
I've read, like, some people saying, I like it. It means I always have this thing with me. I'm like, why do you want it? It's a piece of shit and you're never going to use it again. I'd rather sell it and then maybe, you know, get some money for, you know, buying something instead of having to replay a challenge level over and over again to get some quick money.
Yeah.
But I like it. It's fun.
We should play some co-op sometime. Yeah. Just like everything else we say we're going to play co-op on.
It's definitely one of my favorite things about the game is just every time there are those areas where it says you may need 2 people to get this, and when you can get that by yourself, I love it. That's so fun. But then there are other times where it's like, it is. Because there are the times where I'm like, I can't do shit here. Because I think maybe, oh, I'll carry over a box and drop it on the Switch. No, there's no weight in these boxes, apparently, or anything.
Yeah, it is annoying. That's one thing that gets on my nerves about this game is the fact that there's areas where it says, oh, you need 2 people to do this, and you try and try, and you're like, yeah, I can't get this.
Yeah, well, because it tricks you because you can do some. And it always says you may need, and there are ones that you can do by yourself.
Yeah,
because
like the first one I think you run into, you can easily do that with one person. So, yeah, it's kind of, I hate that. I want to be able to finish a game by myself. Yeah. You know, I don't want to have anybody else to help me out to get this item. But who knows if it's even worth it at the point, so.
And Mr. Craig Dresser, the pull-list guy on Twitter, he sent me a message this morning. Not Shonix.
No.
That's just Shonix. The pull-list is Craig Dresser. I don't know if Dresser's his real last name. I think it's a bullshit name. But anyway, he sent me a message this morning which was like, oh, you want some help? And I don't know if he's talking about that game or not, but I saw it like an hour and a half later. Because I always miss messages on there, and I always miss specifically his.
And it's a 4-player game online, I think.
Yeah.
Which is weird because there's only 3 characters.
It's definitely very Gauntlet-esque.
Yeah. It's a fun game, and I definitely would play
it. It's not like your regular action RPGs where it's about leveling it up and doing this and that. It's more about going through a level and getting as high a score as you can and just like seeing all the areas and, you know, playing through it and not dying. Because if you're trying to go for a high score and you die, you're like, son of a bitch, I want to start over right from the beginning, because that'll knock down your multiplayer even just a little, where you have to get it back up.
It's very Tomb Raider-esque, that Tomb Raider game they brought out as well.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of the
same
way.
It's pretty, too. I like the color. Yeah. It's very colorful.
And the fact is, I got it for free because I bought a bunch of good games. So
yeah. I think the pricing structure is stupid. the individual patch should be $600 points. So that you can buy two for the same amount that it costs to get the three pack all at once. So that you would only have to pay it, you know, an extra $600 for one more. But yeah, I like the game. I think it's definitely worth trying out. And, you know, there's a you can play a decent sized demo with it because the base game's free. The game's free, technically. You just need your character packs. And, I already talked about Dungeon Defenders. I played Hole in the Wall for like 5 minutes before the show. I got that for review.
And you said you needed a bigger house for Kinect.
Well, yeah, I was like able to do like the first three or four shapes. And then one came out and I'm like, my foot's like, I can't move anymore. There's a wall right in front of me. I can't do anything. And it's like it suddenly decided to sever my leg so it could only see like the top half. I'm like, what's going on? I'm screwed. So I need to play with it more, but I don't know.
I guess the most exciting thing I want to hear you talk about is the next one.
Yeah. But like Hole in the Wall, it seems like it could be kind of fun, maybe, just because it seemed to do a decent job of tracking your body if you have the room. Mm-hmm. I think that's a key. You need to have the room. Like, I can play everything else, but I don't have the room for this one game. Like, I was able to play everything else to this point. But I remember having a little difficulty with that earlier game that was like, where you, like, Lemmings-ish, where you were the...
Oh, lead me?
Yeah, whatever it's called. But with this game, it just seems... I only tried the quick survival thing, which is like an unlimited walls. Just a bunch of, like, it just keeps, they keep coming. I didn't try, like, any of the, there's like a game show mode, I think, or something. So I don't know how much content is in it. But for $10, it just seems like, if all I'm going to be doing is making shapes to avoid getting knocked into water, $10 is kind of a lot to ask for that.
Mm.
It would seem like, you know, $5 might be more likely. So yeah, I mean, it's okay. You try the demo and whatnot, but I don't really know how I feel about it yet because I put so little time in it. And I may be getting Hulk Hogan game in for review.
I heard that.
It'll be so ridiculous. So, yeah. But last game is Scribblenauts Remix. The unexpected random release for iOS. It just came out of nowhere. Nobody knew what was happening. Just like, Scribblenauts just came out.
Now, this game seems like it's almost perfect for...
Yeah, I remember saying like a year ago, like, oh, God, I want this to be... I want it to be on this, and I also would like to see it on PC sometime. But it's... basically just Scribblenauts. It's like there are 40 levels, I guess, mixed from Scribblenauts and Super Scribblenauts. I never played Super Scribblenauts.
Mm-hmm.
And it also uses the adjective system from Super Scribblenauts, so
mm-hmm.
you have that.
That's kind of neat.
So that's nice to have because I never got to experience that. And I don't know, it's a lot of fun. Like sometimes it could be annoying trying to pick up objects that are tiny because it doesn't mm-hmm. seem to want to register that because... the way you control it is you can either have an on-screen like D-pad and button thing, or you can just, if you press with one finger and just hold it on the screen, that's where he will go, Maxwell. And then you put two fingers on the screen to move the screen around to like get to a different area. So it works pretty well. And typing, you know, doing all that stuff is fun. And, you know, they have the basically like do whatever you want area, the menu screen, where you can just throw in everything you want. Where I had God fight a tiger and kill the tiger. But, I don't know. It's Scribblenauts, and it's universal, and it's very, very pretty, especially on iPad, and I highly recommend it. It's basically what I've always wanted, because it's basically having Scribblenauts with you all the time. You can just pull it out and, like, you know, go into the menu and just dick around for a little bit.
Right.
Which is what I'd want out of Scribblenauts. And it has the part of iOS 5. Is the cloud system where you cloud save, so you can, you know, if you have an iPad and an iPod or an iPhone, you can continue your game.
That's neat.
So that's nice.
So definitely worth $5?
I think it's definitely worth $5 because, I mean, the game cost $30 or whatever when it first came out on DS, both copies. So, you know, it seems like maybe you might go through the levels quick, but, you know, there's always playing them again, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's the issue. There were tons more levels on the game, the DS version, so...
So that could be kind of, but at $5, you know, I don't know if they will update with levels for free, or maybe they could charge you. It depends on what they want to do. Because, you know, you look at like Angry Birds and what it was when it started, and then how many levels are now in the game.
Yeah, even if they added like levels for like, oh, here's 20 more levels for $1, I think people would jump on that if they really liked the game.
It would be amazing if they added some kind of, you know, level creator system. Where people could just try to create systems. Those could be very difficult to actually get working.
Right.
It's like, here, I want you to do this. And then it's like, makes no sense. Because you would have to basically then say, I want you to put in something that's this kind of object. And then you would probably have to manually say, this object will work. This one will work. This will work. This. You can't just say, I don't know if you could just say, oh, foods or something like that. So, but yeah, I definitely enjoy the game. Highly recommend
it. I might pick it up for $5. I'll have to think about it. I've played both games, so it's kind of, to me, it's kind of like, I heard there's only like 10 new levels.
Yeah.
So.
Well, to me, part of the fun in itself is just being able to mess around with it.
Yeah.
I always like that part of it.
I do too, but then after a while, you're like I put that, there's
that, I put the screen in the little news post I had of it that had like a pug in it and a sausage and a cannoli.
I did not see this. I will have to look at this.
Yeah. And then I have little arrows pointing. I'm like, here, sausage, cannoli, Halo.
Oh, that's.
But yeah, definitely check it out if you're interested. And I recommend it for pretty much everyone.
And your Maxwell has a mustache.
Yeah. Because you can't have a beard. Like, a beard is no mustache. There's, like, no mustache and beard setup. Unless I put in mustache beard or something. I don't know.
That is cute, sausage cannoli Halo.
Yep.
All right. Well, shall we get to movies?
Yes, movies.
Which I haven't watched anything. So,
yeah, it's all me.
I'm kind of interested in Limitless. That looked interesting. I've heard a lot of things about that.
Limitless is surprisingly not too bad. It's kind of fun in its own little kind of Porky B-ish movie vibe. Like, it's just kind of out there. The problem with it for me is just that the ending isn't that satisfying. It just kind of, like, there's a point where it just, I don't know, I never felt like it came to the conclusion I wanted to. It's kind of, I mean, the end is kind of interesting, but at the same time, it just felt, I don't know, not that it didn't earn it, it just didn't feel quite right. But I recommend it. It's a fun little movie. And I don't really like that the lead actor either, so... But I like this.
All right. Here's a movie I'm sure you'll hate. Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Fuck me, did I hate that movie. Holy crap. I had to watch it in 3 sittings. I watched it like an hour, then an hour, then a half hour. That movie is horrible. But if nothing else, it makes me say, if I meet some good people out there, I'll have no problem finding a job because I can at least write as good as this shit. Because that fucking, the writing in that is god-awful. Everything in it is terrible.
I don't know. I liked it because it was just... It was just action. It was, you know...
There wasn't enough action in it. But it was just boring. And then there's a part where, like, oh, is Bumblebee, you think he's going to die, and always crying. No. No, it's so bad.
And the robots fought in the daylight, which has rarely happened in a Transformers movie.
I don't care. It was so boring. The best part of me was having freaking Coltrane in there. And it almost felt like it was a reference part. It was like, I'm in this church, I don't want it all getting shot up, but I'm going to keep my cool. I don't know. Keep it together.
He's not even Coltrane anymore.
I don't know.
I think the old Spice guy is the new Coltrane.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
That can't be true.
Whoever's played Coltrane the last two games, I don't think is the Coltrane in this game. The office linebacker dude or whatever.
That's depressing. I don't want to play that game anymore now. I'm boycotting Gears of War 3.
I could be wrong. I don't know. I heard that somewhere. Maybe I dreamed that.
Yeah, but I'm sure everyone else loves Transformers. Piece of shit movie. So terrible. I don't
Scream
like it.
Scream 4, go.
What? No, but this freaking Transformers is so, like, so random, some of these characters. Like, John Malkovich is so weird in the movie. Or the part where he's, like, trying to box Bumblebee. Like, what the hell was that? He's like, dude, and then Patrick Dempsey throughout the whole movie when he, like, turns and goes crazy. It's like, this movie's insane. But anyway, Scream 4. Scream 4 is very much a comedy horror flick. And I thought it was pretty fun. I mean, it's better than I expected. And then at the same time, it's... Oh, shit. no, it's just... I don't know. I think it's much more of a film for those who were fans of the originals. I think you can still like it if you didn't really watch any of the previous movies. But I think you get a lot out of it if you watch the older movies. Specifically, like the first two. Fuck the third. But yeah, that's movies.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I got... Trying to do fact-finding now. Sorry.
No fact-finding on the goddamn show, you motherfucker.
If we're wrong, we're wrong. All right, so let's get into television.
What were you even trying to fact-find?
I was trying to fact-find about Augustus Cole.
Oh.
The Cole Train. Lester Spigot.
The only person who could be wrong there is you, so nobody... I don't care.
Well,
television. Terra Nova, did you watch that?
What is that?
That's a dinosaur movie? Not movie, the dinosaur TV show.
Oh, I've heard of it. Now that you mention it, I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
Yeah, I watched like the 2-hour pilot with like a little extra footage on iTunes. For a movie with dinosaurs and like this, I don't know, it's like time travel, I guess. It's really boring. Like maybe it got exciting, but it was the first pilot episode, 2-parter, was so boring. I was just like, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what, I kind of wish it could do well or just get better, because I do like, I don't know his name, but the, you know, that the big old sergeant guy from Avatar, I do like him, and the guy who was, I think he was the star on Life on Mars, the U.S. version, I kind of like him too, but then I hate his teenage kid, his teenage son, but yeah.
I see.
Whatever.
Do you want to go ahead and do Psych Season 6 as well?
Sure! I can't believe it's on 6 seasons, but yeah. I really like that show. I think there's just all the characters are really, really, they just work well with each other. And so far, the way they've handled the fact that, I'm blanking on everyone's name now, Juliet and Sean and Juliet, the fact that they're together, which is usually the point where shows can like just completely fall apart, because you always have that, oh, you know they like each other, but when will they ever get together? And then sort of shows can
all that tension between a man and a woman.
The tension between a man and a woman. And when that's gone, it could sort of go downhill, because then, like, what are they going to do now? But so far, it's been pretty well handled. And it's just kind of it was a really fun episode, a lot of funny moments. And the next one, I guess, looks to be basically The Hangover. Like, everybody just woke up drunk, they don't know what the hell they were doing, and, like, his father's, like, got a cocaine nose and shit, and he woke up without his pants on, he doesn't know where they are. I don't know. I like the show. I like the actors in it and all that.
Cool. I went and picked up season 4 of Chuck, because I kind of missed every episode of Chuck this season past like the first 3. Basically, Chuck season 3 was about finding his dad, and season 4 is about finding his mom. And it's a really good season. There's a lot going on this season. Did you watch any of it?
I think I watched probably maybe the first half, and then just like I missed an episode or so, and then I just didn't catch up.
Well, after I get done with the DVDs, I'll mail them to you if you want to watch it.
I can probably just get out of my library or something. My library is the greatest.
All right. This season just seemed really good. Timothy Dalton is excellent. Did you get to him?
Yeah, I definitely got
him. His character is fucking excellent.
Well, Timothy Dalton is just awesome.
Yeah. The only thing I know about Timothy Dalton is he was like one of the worst James Bonds ever, wasn't he?
No, he's one of the best.
Oh, he was the best one? I can't remember. Oh, I can't think of who the hell they always said the worst one was.
No, I think a lot of people don't like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But
I just like Timothy Dalton.
He's awesome in this season of the show.
And he was in Hot Fuzz, for anyone who watched that movie. He was the bad guy.
Yeah. And his character, when they introduce him in the show, he's playing a dim-witted MI6 agent. And you're like, that dude was cracking me up. It kind of reminded me of Wheatley from Portal 2, you know, that kind of dim-wit persona. But then you find out, you know, spoilers, he's the bad guy. But the season's really good. And there's a lot going on in the season, and I still love the show. I cannot wait for the next season, because I've got a DVR now, so I will never miss another episode of the show.
Yeah, it's just a great cast.
Yeah, and I'm glad it's coming.
Like, even if they cancel the show, well, I'm not cancel. I mean, I already know it's going, but I would kind of dig a show that was just Morgan and Adam Baldwin's character. I forgot what
Morgan and Casey.
Yeah, I would love that show. I would watch it.
Well, they've kind of become buddy-buddy in this season, too, because he's dating he's dating Casey's daughter. And
I know. It's perfect.
Yeah. So, they're coming back. This is going to be the final season. They're getting 13 episodes for sure, and there could be more, but something tells me they'll probably just be
I hope they don't get more, because I think it's best that they know exactly what they're in so they can make a satisfying end.
Right.
You don't want them because that's like what happened with season 3 or whatever, the one with Brandon and Ralph.
Yeah, that one was kind of a mismatch.
It had an end, and then it had to keep going because they got renewed for that whatever for like 8 more episodes.
I'm glad to see the show's coming back. It's one of my favorite shows on television. I'm so glad I picked up this DVD because I have been watching it nonstop, so I've been watching more Chuck than I've been playing video games this week. So
I would be doing both at the same time.
I can't do that. I like to actually sit and watch Chuck because Sarah Walker's so fucking hot. And I'm not even a guy that likes blondes.
I don't like blondes.
She's awesome. I love her. I want to have babies with her.
I don't.
Got the cutest little overbite. It's awesome.
That is really weird. It's a fucking cute overbite. I've never heard that ever in my life.
She's got cute little buck teeth. She's little rabbit teeth.
I hope I get famous and then I'm going to tell her, my friend thinks you have a very cute rabbit mouth.
Please don't tell her that. Please don't.
Especially that one. You have a very cute...
Then she won't sleep with me.
It's like, hey, I have this friend. He's a little overweight, and he thinks you have very cute rabbit teeth. Will you sleep with him, please?
Please, I'll pay you. Please.
I'll pay you in rabbit's feet. They're lucky.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, news.
Let's hit this news so we get the fuck out of here. Steve Jobs passed away. We hit on that. CNN, it's time for men to man up. Blames games for lack of ambition. So I read this article or I watched the article. I don't remember.
It's just some old guy.
Paying attention to this article.
Just some old guy. Yeah. He's like, whatever. He says something stupid because he's old.
And a lot of it, he's complaining about that the unemployment rate is so high because boys are crap. Hmm. Men aren't ready to take responsibility, which isn't true. It's men do what need to be done, and in our off time, we should be able to do whatever the fuck we want to do.
No, it's people are unemployed because they're freaking just walking around the street with signs instead of doing anything productive with their time.
Well, there's noble jobs, so what can't people do?
I don't know, something other than black traffic for other people.
Google Plus, yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah, like, so they had that huge freaking hike in people joining the thing, and then it, like, went lower below all those people.
It's kind of what I've already said. Google Plus is just kind of pointless. I'd rather just stick with Facebook.
It's like some mixture of Facebook and LinkedIn, like I said so long ago, and it's just, I don't know. I think it's what these techies love, because it's very simple and plain and just to the point. But people want to see all this. People like all that clutter and shit in Facebook. They want all that stuff. They want all these pictures everywhere and all this crap. They like that. They don't want this nice, simple, clean thing.
Yeah.
And I can't use it with Google Apps yet, so I don't really care. It's the only account that's not tied to my Pixelated Sausage account. So I care even less about it.
Microsoft's new dashboard has been announced coming November 25th, I think. I can't wait to see this thing, because I don't like what I see so far. All the pictures make me think of Zune, and that Zune interface on the PC sucks. I hate it.
I'm interested to see what it's like, because I think that whole like Zune interface and the Windows Phone 7 interface, I think it's something that looks really, really, really ideal for touch interfaces, but I don't know. It might be okay with a controller. I don't want to. It almost seems like, oh, maybe it's trying to be more for the Kinect, which I don't want, because navigating with the Kinect and having to hold it for like 5 seconds is horrible. Whatever.
Yeah, that's a terrible interface. I hate the Kinect, using it for that. Microsoft bought Twisted Pixel. No big surprise there. I'm kind of
sad. No, the big surprise is what the fuck took them so long.
Yeah, you know.
And I don't think like they've like. I forgot who it was, but someone came out and said, you know, like, oh, we're not going to really mess with them and stuff. And I don't think they will, because I think there's a very specific reason why people love Twisted Pixel. And, you know, I don't think they would buy them just to completely change them and then have no one like them anymore.
Yeah, maybe. I hope. Because I don't really trust Microsoft.
Well, you don't even really like Twisted Pixel.
I ended up liking Explosion Man.
Not really. You don't like
Comic
Jumper.
I didn't like
Comic
Jumper. Comic Jumper was bullshit. That game was crap.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
You just suck at everything.
Oh, the game was boring. Oh, I want to shoot
the
same 50,000.
It was boring, and Transformers 3 was exciting.
It was. They weren't. No. The games and movies are totally different. Something I am kind of excited for, a real Shadowrun game is coming, kind of. They're releasing a browser-based Shadowrun game that looks a lot like the classic Genesis and Super Nintendo
version.
Genesis, it doesn't look enough like the Genesis version because that was top-down, but I kind of have the feeling it may be the same kind of idea. I'm kind of excited for this. I'm a huge fan of the Shadowrun universe. It's such a unique universe, and I would hope this game would be good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Shadowrun was okay on the on the Xbox 360, but it wasn't really Shadowrun. It was a first-person
game. I really like Shadowrun. I think it was a really fun game. It's just not Shadowrun.
Right. So, I'm excited to see what they could do with this browser-based game. I'm sure it's free-to-play. And all that, so I think it could be fun. So let's hope it turns out well. And I guess last bit of news here, Resistance 3 only sold 180,000 copies.
You're supposed to say what it actually says.
I don't want to say that. Resistance 3 sells like an asshole in its first month.
It's because it did.
That's not really, that's...
That doesn't even make sense, because who buys assholes? And if somehow you manage to sell 180 assholes in a month, that'd be like amazing.
Maybe. So, I don't know. That doesn't seem like too bad of numbers to me.
That's pretty bad.
I don't know what the game was. Really? Because I don't... Considering
That is pretty bad when, like, Gears of War 3 sold, like, 3 million in its first week or something.
Yeah, but games tend to have a longer tail on the PS3. They seem to sell a lot after a long period of time.
Not that much.
But,
Resistance
I don't know.
Has never
it's
sold...
It's kind of surprising that Resistance 3 sold that many, considering how bad... Everybody hated Resistance 2.
That could be the reason it sold, because I'm pretty sure Resistance 2 sold more. Which is making me think, like, Resistance 1 sold more, and then Resistance 2 sold less than that, and now with Resistance, like, it's just like a freaking just getting smaller and smaller.
I can't believe people to this day try to tell you Resistance 1 is better than Gears of War 1, because...
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I would say it's better than Resistance 2.
Yeah, it was probably better than Resistance 2, but it looked like ass. It didn't look that good.
It's okay for being a launch title, it's just... It's an okay game.
So that pretty much wraps up the show. Let's get our plugs in here so we can get the fuck out of the Dodge. We want to plug.
Okay, with that, Dodge. PixelatedSausage.com, PixelatedRadio.com. You'll find it all on Twitter at PSausage, at PixelatedRadio. I'm on Twitter at Chris3. You should also check out Signed In Podcast and the Polis Podcast, and that's all at pseudoradio.blogspot.com. And the Two-Headed Nerdcast, which is at twoheadednerd.com.
So I want to plug my Facebook, my Twitter.
And The Verge is coming soon. It's about to hit the verge of verging. On
what's a verge?
That's what This Is My Next is becoming. It's real face, which is where all the those former Engadget
people, oh,
you know, Joshua Sapolsky. Eh, fuck you, you son of a bitch. You're fired.
Fired.
You're not all getting right. A paycheck anymore.
Oh, damn. What will I do with that? Nothing.
Yeah.
See, you done fucked me up, man. Twitter, Henderson Man, PSN, Xbox 360, Henderson Man.
Just say Henderson Man, everything.
Yeah.
You can send him email at rob@pixelatedsausage.com or henderson@pixelatedsausage.com, and then I will answer it for him.
No, please don't do that. Yeah, so, and, you know, Oh Indeed Podcast, when it comes back, Steven has seen the taking hiatus from doing the show for the moment because I'm moving and shit, so they'll be back. And
I want to do a Dark Souls podcast weekly, daily.
Yeah, daily Dark Souls. You just want to see me fucking throw things. That's what you want
to
see.
I may be able to stream video soon.
Oh.
I think, like, maybe some point, like, during winter, like, when I'm off of school finally, have, like, a live podcast and maybe a little giveaway thing, do something, try to raise money for Child's Play, do something. We'll be able to get so much money.
All right, guys. That's going to be it for the show. Everybody have a good evening.
Adios.
We're gone. Hold on a second. Halo. There's just no, hold on a second. I gotta get him out of here. Anyway, I'm back. Sorry about that. Mark that on the calendar. Have this removed.
Mark it on the calendar?
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't even remember where I was at. The dog started scratching his ear and it just threw me off. Basically, so there's a big open world, I know where I was at.
Inside Ninja! Shing!
What's going on?
Not much.
I heard you had some PC issues this week.
It was iTunes issues. It was like freaking killing my computer. I couldn't even turn it back on for a little while. That
was
fun.
Did you ever get it worked out?
Yeah. If I didn't, there would be no show.
Yeah. That sucks, dude.
Yep.
I mean, did you ever figure out what was causing the issue?
I don't know. I just ended up reinstalling iTunes, and then it seemed to do it.
I read that, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to install that new update or not. So
yeah, I waited too. I just upgraded the
iPhone or the iPad.
The iPod and the iPad.
Mm-hmm. I updated my iPhone last night. I didn't have any issues, but that's because I waited probably, because the first day everybody's like, all my stuff is gone, and yeah. I'm like, I'm not updating. So, yeah. See, that's fucking Steve Jobs dies, and then the whole fucking world falls
I remember apart. I was thinking, it was like so funny, like when I thought after I posted the show and after he died, like a few hours passed, and I'm like, we joked about this. Like, I made a joke. I'm like, he's not dead yet. And then I joked that, oh, well, maybe he could be by the time this show gets up. And it was like a few hours later.
Did we really say that?
Yes, we did.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember.
So who knows? You know, maybe we killed him. He was like, you know what? I cannot believe this show is on my fucking service. That's it. I don't want to live anymore. And the second I uploaded it, he was like, dead. Because, you know, I'm sure he died before they announced it.
Yeah.
You know, probably, you know, 2 hours or so when the show went up. He's like, fuck it. Pixelated Radio, dead.
Pixelated motherfuckers killed Steve Jobs. Damn. We are pixelated motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't know why we did it. I'd much rather go after Zuckerberg. Please, please die, Zuckerberg. That'd be 2 for 2.
Can't we go for somebody a little more evil than Zuckerberg? Well, maybe no, Charles Manson.
I want to make sure it works first, and because I don't want to freaking do it and nothing happens. Because once I know we have the power, Oprah. That's who's going. Oprah's dead.
Now that we look racist.
How do we look racist? We just killed two rich white guys. Then we go after the black woman. It's a freaking hamburger. Two white patties and brown in the middle.
Oh.
Except for she'd be at the end, so I don't know what the hell that is. That's like a cake with chocolate frosting. Yellow cake with chocolate frosting. Though yellow people, that's what people call Asians. So that doesn't work either.
Kush, shut up before you dig yourself any deeper.
Oh yeah, just so everyone knows, Hitler, my idol. He was such a fantastic artist. In more ways than one.
I don't even know what's going on. You seem to be in a cheerful mood today.
I want to bring more energy because the last episode, I just felt so bad.
Yeah, we were like, I actually got some sleep before this episode, yeah. So.
We have a new intro now. It'll be all chipper and exciting. Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of today and yesterday and blah, 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 blah.
That's what happens when you play Kinect before you get on the show.
That's like the one Kinect game so far I've realized I don't have enough room for.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fun times.
Sometimes. All right. Now let's see if we can bring all this energy to the show. Let's do a sound check. All right. Kush.
Hello.
Rob. Hey, how's it going? Anyway, that's it. Bam. Let's check this shit out. Baba booey, baba booey, baba booey.